Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called Life's Healing Choices. In these lessons, Rick offers an in-depth biblical look at overcoming the hurts, hang-ups, and habits that hold us back in life. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how to get our brand new Daily Hope Scripture Box based on the series Life's Healing Choices. It's a great way to keep God's hopeful and healing words right at your fingertips every day. You can go to PastorRick.com or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called There's No Recovery Without Prayer.
There is no recovery without prayer. There is no recovery without prayer. No lasting recovery, for certain. What I want to do right now is take you through scriptures and give you some examples of what happens when you add prayer into the recovery process and why without prayer in the recovery process, it isn't going to work. So let me give you some examples of why there is no recovery without prayer. A first example would be back in the Old Testament, and that is when the Israelites got impatient with God when they were leaving Egypt, and in the 40 years they were waiting to get into the promised land, and the 40-year delay was their own fault. You know, God gave them 7 tests to see, are you ready to go into the promised land? And in each of those 7 tests, they'd fail, and so God would say, okay, another lap around the desert. And it took 40 years to get to a place that should have just taken them a few weeks or months at the most. Sounds like a lot of us. It takes us 40 years to get to a place that should have just taken us a few months at the most. But in one part, the Israelites get impatient because things aren't going as fast, and it's their own fault. But they got impatient, and they started grumbling, and they started murmuring, and they started rebelling against God and against Moses, and God had to punish them for it. And they never would have recovered. They would have all died in the desert if it hadn't been for prayer. Let me give you an example. On the screen, Numbers chapter 21 says this. Then the people grew impatient on the way. Have you ever grown impatient on the way? Lord, it's just taken too long. I should be further along now. I should be further down the track. I'm this many years old, and I'm not where I expected to be at this stage in my journey. They grew impatient on the way, and they began to murmur and complain against God and Moses. Why'd you lead us here? We hate where we are, and we hate the food. Had to throw that in there. This stinking manna. You know, what are you having for breakfast? Manna oatmeal. What's for lunch? Manna toast. What's for dinner? Manicotti. You know, and manna. Come on. And so, why did you lead us here? Have you ever asked God that? Why'd you lead me here, Lord? This place sucks. We hate where we are. Well, that's okay. That's okay to hate where you are because it makes you want to be where you need to be. And we hate the food. So, God had to punish them. God sent poisonous snakes. Ugh. Don't you just love snakes? Okay? God sent poisonous snakes to punish them, and many became sick and died from the bites. So they're all dying now in the desert because of their own complaining and murmuring and rebellion. Then the people confessed, we have sinned. And here's the key, pray for us. Pray for us. They know the solution to their problem is pray for us. So Moses prayed for them. Then God told Moses to make a bronze staff, and all those who'd been bitten looked in faith to Moses' staff, they recovered. Okay? Now, there's lots of recoveries in the Bible. The Bible tells us many, many examples of different kinds of recovery. The Bible tells us, for instance, that that Joseph recovered from his grief, or from his shock, and Judah recovered from his grief, and David recovered from all the things that were stolen from him. But in this is one of the first examples of recovery in the Bible. It says, when Moses prayed. Now, here's point number one. I want you to write these down. It's just 6 points. Write these down. With prayer, we can recover from problems we cause by our own impatience. That's what that verse teaches. With prayer, we can recover from problems that we caused by our own impatience. Most of the problems in our culture and in your life and in your relationship is from our inability to wait. The biggest problem in America is delayed gratification. We don't know how to do it. I want it, and I want it now, and I want it now, even if I can't afford it. So we buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't even like. And I want it now, even if I put it on credit, and people are in debt because of they don't know how to delay gratification. People get into all kinds of relationships because they don't know how to delay gratification. And I want sex now, and I want it now, and I don't want to wait. And it causes all kinds of problems. Anytime you get in a hurry, anytime you take a shortcut, it's usually going to be a temptation. God is never in a hurry. We don't have any example of Jesus running anywhere. One time his best friend died. He was a mile and a half away, and it took him 3 days to get there. Come on.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
No matter what challenges come your way, you can fill your life with hope and healing when you immerse yourself in God's Word. That's why we're so excited to tell you about the brand new Life's Healing Choices Scripture Box. This unique resource will inspire and encourage you with God's Word as you learn to trust His promises through every high and low. Filled with 52 artfully designed and inspiring scripture cards, this high-quality vegan leather box looks so great, you'll be adding a bit of flair to your living space. The Life's Healing Choices Scripture Box will get you on the path to a more Christ-centered life as you fill your mind and heart with His Word. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own Life's Healing Choices Scripture Box. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 right now to request this great resource. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. There are only 3 days left to get yours, so don't wait. Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
God is never in a hurry. We don't have any example of Jesus running anywhere. One time his best friend died. He was a mile and a half away, and it took him 3 days to get there. Come on. Then he had a bigger plan. He didn't want to heal Lazarus. He wanted to raise him from the dead. But come on, Lord, you're a mile and a half away, and it takes you 3 days to get here? He wasn't in a hurry. God is not in a hurry with your growth. So just chill out. Relax. But when the Israelites got impatient, got rebellious, they brought problems on themselves. They realized the solution was pray for us. They prayed. Moses prayed. And it says they recovered. So here's the first point. With prayer, we can recover from problems we cause by our own impatience. Let me give you a second example of prayer causing recovery. It's with a guy named King Jeroboam. And King Jeroboam did not want to hear the bad news. Has that ever been true of you? You didn't want to hear the truth about you, the truth about your problems, the truth about the problems that you were creating because of what you were doing. We don't ever like that kind of problem. King Jeroboam did not want to hear the truth, and God sent a man of God to him and said, here's the truth, and you're not going to like it, but here's the truth. And he got so mad, he flew into a rage. And he's just emotionally involved. He's like frothing at the mouth. And he's so mad because he doesn't want to hear the hard truth about himself. And in 1 Kings chapter 13, it says this. So King Jeroboam stretched out his hand in anger against the man of God who had told him the truth. And notice, it instantly became what? This guy's emotionally bound up. His hand became paralyzed. He couldn't even put it down. He said, you dirty, rotten... And his hand's paralyzed. Can't do anything about it. And the king cries out, pray for me. Pray for me. So the man of God, the Bible says, prayed to the Lord. And here's the second recovery. The king recovered the normal use of his hand. Why is that story in the Bible? Write this down. Prayer helps us recover when we're paralyzed by our emotions. It not only helps us recover from problems we caused by our own impatience. Prayer helps us recover when we are paralyzed by our emotions. Ever been paralyzed by grief? I have. Ever been paralyzed by anger? Paralyzed by lust? Paralyzed by fear? Paralyzed by guilt? Paralyzed by shame? Prayer helps us recover when we're paralyzed by our emotions. He said, pray for me. So the man of God prayed the Lord, and the king recovered the normal use of his hand. And you can recover the normal use of your emotions. There is no recovery without prayer. Let me give you a third example. There's another king. This king's name, Hezekiah. Hezekiah's a pretty good guy. Most of his life, he did the right thing. In fact, when he first started, he was a king at 25. First thing he did is he cleared out all the idols, cleansed the temple, did everything right. He was a pretty good guy. But up in years, he got a terminal disease. And he's going to die. And we pick up the story in 2 Kings chapter 20, and it says this, verse 1 to 7. In those days, King Hezekiah became ill, and he was at the point of death. Now Isaiah the prophet went to him and said, the Lord says, put your house in order, because you're going to die. How'd you like to have a prophet come tell you that? That's not exactly a popular phrase. So the Lord said, told Isaiah, say, put your house in order, because you're going to die. You are not going to recover. Whoa. But, notice the rest of the story. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. And he what? He prayed. Here's a third example of prayer and recovery. And he prayed, pleading to the Lord. Here's what he prayed. Remember, Lord, how I've walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, and I've done what's good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept loudly as he prayed. This is not some, God, I'd like to live. If you get the time, I'd really like to live. No, he is beating on heaven's door. He is passionate. He is pleading. I'd rather have 3 minutes of passionate pleading and prayer than 30 minutes of preaching and prayer. And a lot of, when you listen to a lot of people pray, it's like they're preaching to you. He's pleading, and he wept loudly as he prayed. Now notice what happens. Then, before Isaiah had even left the king's court, God's word came to him again. Go back and tell Hezekiah, I've heard your prayer. I've seen your tears. You will recover. And I will heal you. And I'm going to add 15 years to your life. Also, he says, I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to throw this in for good. I'm going to deliver you in this Syria and the city from Assyria's domination. So Hezekiah, read it with me, recovered.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. But first, you know, no matter what challenges come your way, you can fill your life with hope and healing when you immerse yourself in God's Word. That's why we're so excited to tell you about the brand new Life's Healing Choices Scripture Box. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
One of the most powerful ways you can transform your spiritual life is to memorize Scripture. God tells us in Proverbs 7, verse 2, guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down and also keep them deep within your heart. Now, you may not think you've got a good memory, but the truth is, we all remember what's important to us. For instance, you remember phone numbers and dates that you care about. I've heard people say they can't memorize anything, yet they can quote a song lyrics from their childhood, or they can rattle off a statistic for their favorite baseball player. You see, memory is a skill that you can learn, and it's also a muscle that you can strengthen. In fact, study after study has shown that memorizing Scripture will cause your brain to have a stronger memory in other areas too. So when you memorize Scripture, you're actually benefiting a lot of other areas in your life. Now, here's how I want to help you memorize God's Word. We've put together a new packet, a new set of cards with verses from the Bible for you to memorize. And these are good, easily memorizable verses. And you can put these cards around your house, or you can put them on your refrigerator, or, you know, tape them to the mirror where you brush your teeth, or you can put them by your bed, or in your car, in the visor. It doesn't really matter, but they're very beautiful, and they will keep these Bible verses, God's Word, before you every day, helping you to memorize the Word of God. I hope you'll take advantage of this new resource.
Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own copy of the brand new Life's Healing Choices Scripture Box. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 right now to request this great resource. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Thanks so much. There are only 3 days left to get yours, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.